I apologize for putting these on landscape. I didn't catch that until it got done. But like I said, if you have any questions, the only income we've got so far this year is interest from the treasury fund from the state. I haven't added up all the budgeted items individually yet, but I'll get to that probably this next week. Compared to last year, you take away that truck, and you're pretty close to the same as before, except for your O&M payments. They're going to be about the same. We're in the middle of doing the audit right now. I've got some paperwork I've got to have Jim sign regarding the risk assessment. It just indicates how much risk there is for the district for fraud. And we are extremely low risk. So there's nothing there that's too important. Nanel called WEX and got the credit limit because it was always getting close with Copeland, and so she called, and then she's got that raised to like $3,000, so that should make it so we're not having to, because I was worried we approve the payment today and it gets paid tomorrow and we're already at the limit within another couple days. So she called and they raised it to $3,000, so that should be okay. So any questions or
So our brush truck is a 2002, it's 24 years old, and it has trouble starting and running. And so I don't know if I can get a loaner to get it fixed, because I can't send it to the shop to get it fixed, because that would be one of the big ones off on there. So I don't know what we can do. I mean, ideally a new truck would be nice, but I understand that's probably not going to happen. So I don't know if there's a loaner from someone I can borrow until I get that truck fixed. Or what? I'm open to anything on that truck.
We used to have one.
Is this that Ford with the drag in it?
Yes. It'll start and die several times, and then you can start it and it'll run, but the second you hit the gas, it kills it again about two times. But once you can actually get it running, it'll run fine. Basically, yes. it'll take it 10 minutes to get out of the station with it, but once you can get it going, it runs for forever, no problems. But it's just getting it going.
How is it set up? Are you, like, if there was a truck that somebody was able to come up with, is your skid able to come out and go back in? Could you get it swapped over?
I don't think so.
We've got a skid, a tank pump that we could probably loan or...
So I've got an old tank for it. Our old one that's got a leak. And we have a couple of pumps. We could patch together a truck if we could. But talking with Greg, it's a little late in the season to try to build a truck. So I was looking online and you can find some. I found one in Texas for $180,000, or they're upwards of $250,000, $300,000. For a brush truck.
That's it. Is it on a flatbed or is it?
It's on a flatbed.
So you can take all that and put it on a flatbed?
We could, yes. Yes, it would take us probably a couple days or whatever, but we could.
What kind of truck is it?
It's a 2002 Ford F-350 with a 5-4 tractor.
How many miles are it?
14,000, something like that.
We put quite a bit of time in working on it, replacing sensors, and every sensor we are told replaced, it still does the same thing. It's almost like it will, like ECM is telling the truck that it's warm, so that, you know, it doesn't need to send more fuel, air fuel mixture. So it doesn't need to send more, so it dies when you try to get the gas.
Any thoughts on solutions for this?
Has anybody heard back from the BLM about their stuff yet? No.
We didn't put in for that truck, one of the trucks. So.
Well, but even then, that's next year. If it's anything like the timeline we were having, we got that back 6 months. I mean, we were almost a year from when we found out we had it, when we actually had it.
And I regularly get 9 guys showing up on fire, so I don't even have enough trucks currently to respond with the house my guys. I'd be fine if to use it as a spare. You know, if we got a new truck, I'd be happy to keep it, but I need something. For a new truck, yeah. I could probably patch it and, together, but I don't. If I send it to the shop, who knows how long it would be before they can figure out what's wrong. And that leaves me, I get my stretcher truck and my 5-ton, and that's it.
How many new fires are there?
How many fires we got this year?
I mean, wildland stuff. You take that to your truck too.
That truck goes to everything.
Yeah.
Structure, wildfire, car, anything.
You guys only got 2 or 3 engines total.
Three total.
There's 2 parts.
No, between the 2 parts we've got, if you count Lindell's Gamma Goats. 7. So between the 2 departments, 5.
Huh? That all talk, yeah.
It's not. It was
talking
for a while now.
But it gets on the station
file
resolution.
So another could be used for a while. Water source.
Well, I'm just thinking, it could be a $40 sensor. Go buy a $90,000 truck to to not replace a $40 sensor.
That's what I'm saying. So I brought my scanner up to it, and it's read through everything. It's not my scanner. It's read through everything. I replaced all the sensors that were recommended. Me and Dan Packard replaced all the sensors, and it's still doing the exact same thing.
Above our guys' expertise now.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say I'm a wonderful mechanic. You could be my best friend when it comes to that. But it's above our knowledge and expertise.
And it has been a long time since something got in.
We've got that military LMTV. We'd be willing to just talk amongst myself and my assistant chief here. We could send that over while the solution is.
So, remind me, it's been a while. What's in Lindell? What apparatus is there?
We've got a brush truck, structure truck, and
yeah. Does the Lindell and Lemmings never respond together?
But the 2 fires we've been to this year, Lindell hasn't shown up. No offense to Lindell, they just haven't shown up.
We don't need people. Right. Well, I'm just thinking of resources in the area. Right?
Yeah.
I get out the same way. Vehicles. I got more vehicles than I got people. So that's.
I got more people than I got vehicles.
It's just what we have. Lindell's in that. Well, I wonder if that might be an option too, if the house, maybe work out a regular Lindell on board, you guys could house one between the two.
Well, so my issue with I have with that is Lindell gets can only they have three or four people show up. I have nine. And so even with the truck working, I don't have enough trucks for my guys to go to a fire. So I got guys showing up in personal vehicles, which is okay, but it's not ideal. Right.
So for right now, all the most center there is over. Except if they get diagnosed and we'll read sets next month.
Something works.
And you guys, if you wrote together, you can take that tonight.
Cause we didn't.
Oh, okay.
Anybody have anything else we need to discuss tonight?
We just want to say thank you.
What's that?
We just want to say thank you for that one. Thank you.
She copied it was over the not to start with.
I want to say thanks for you catching that.
Okay, we have no other business.
Thank you.